Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars.
Hi, everyone. How are you? I'm Gabriel. I'm the digital wizard behind Voices from the Stars. I'm actually the guy who takes care of editing and publishing the episodes to Spotify and all the other podcast platforms. I run the website, and you know, it's really great working with Susan on this podcast. It's really changed my life, and I hope it can change all of you listeners' lives too, because there's a lot of great messages in this podcast. Okay, so the reason why I'm starting this podcast out today is because Susan is actually moving to La Cumbre in Cordoba. She's been living in Mendoza for the last 10 years, and she's now decided that it was time to move to Cordoba. And so, you know how there's a lot of energy movement when you're moving provinces. She's had to move her whole house. She's settling in. So, actually, she asked me if I could find an episode that was in our archives that has been recorded but not yet published to our podcast to see if I could post it. And this episode, which we're going to listen today, is actually been recorded 1 year ago in April of 2020. And I just think it's a great opportunity to see where we were 1 year ago and where we are now, like all the progress, all the internal and external progress we've done in only 1 year. It's been a very rough year with the pandemic, but I know that a lot of people have grown internally a lot. So I think it's a great opportunity. And this episode itself, it's timeless because basically it talks about creation and how we're entering a new period of creation. Here we're going to be listening to the Sisterhood of Light, and they're going to be explaining how creation works. This was actually a bonus episode that you would get if you subscribed to our mailing list. And I just want to say, if you haven't already done so, that would be great to see you subscribe to our mailing list, you know, because we put in a lot of time and energy and effort into making this the best possible. And it takes out time to edit everything, you know, to record, to put in the energy of connecting with higher frequencies and receiving these messages and running, you know, the website, the server. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes, and we really want this to grow. We really want the message to be able to reach as much people as possible. So any help that you can give us in expanding and sharing this podcast and subscribing to our mailing list, we really appreciate it. And just want to say, we're two people here, and we really see, like, when somebody subscribes to our mailing list, when somebody shares something, we're looking at the numbers, and it really is, it feels great to see someone, you know, interacting with us. If you want to talk to us, if you want to ask us questions, we're there for you. And I thought it's a great opportunity to say this because, well, normally she would be recording, but this time, you know, she's in the middle of the movie. I said it was a great opportunity for you to hear a little bit more from me, that, you know, I'm also behind this production team. So anyways, I'm going to leave you with Susan. This is the episode on a new creation, and enjoy the episode. Thank you for listening.
I am one I am. We are listening today to, I believe, the Sisterhood of Light, they call themselves. I've spoken to these beings before. Unfortunately, I had recording problems, and so I'm doing this again, and I'm assuming it's the same beings, and I'm just going to ask, are you the same Sisterhood of Light? Are you the beings who were just here speaking to me a moment ago? We are here at your request to continue speaking, to speak again to all those beings in human form who are choosing to listen to this recording, to hear our voices. We are so excited, so delighted to spend this day with you, this time with you, on this auspicious day. We know this is a special day for many people. I should mention this is April 7, 2020, and it's a full moon tonight, and we just passed through a major energy portal of on April 4, 2020, which is the twos add up to another four. And I don't always give a lot of credit or credibility to the hype about energy portals, but this was very powerful. And it is a powerful time of change. Okay, they want to speak. We are the Sisterhood of Light. You are correct in that. We're here to tell you about love and light and joy and peace, that these are not temporary frequencies that you occasionally can experience, but they are your new reality, your new daily experience, your new set point, your new normal. They are your new normal. If you're listening to this recording, it's because you have prepared to be here. You've prepared for this time. Would you tell us, please, would you repeat what I heard you say before about when I call you? You said to call you the Sisterhood of Light, but that sounds like a term that is exclusive, in the same way that the Great White Brotherhood is a term that can sound exclusive even when it's not intended to be. It's inherent in the language. And so, since sisterhood and brotherhood have to do with duality, why do you use that term? Why is that the name you give yourselves? As we've said before, we are great beings of love and light. We are much larger than our personas as the sisterhood. Just as each one of you is an eternal being much larger than your small human personality, each one of us and all beings, all life forms, come from the same source. And that source emits life in various forms, various consciousnesses, individuated consciousnesses is the term that you like to use for it. And that each one of those beings, you could say, emitted from source, carries all the frequencies of the original source. When source creates life, it's much more complete than when human beings have children. How's that? Because life itself is creative. The Creator creates life forms that all have the same creative powers. Each life form is a hologram of the whole. Each part, each expression of the source, you could say, is a hologram of the whole, meaning it has all of the frequencies and powers of the source. This is something that's hard for people to grasp. It's not the same as saying, I am God, in meaning I am the totality. I am in the totality of the totality, a part of the totality. I am connected to the totality. I am the totality in the sense that my life spark, my spark of the source, my I am presence, you could say, is the same as the source, but is not all of the source. I cannot contain more than a tiny spark of the source. With this full range of frequencies, this full range of being, that our beingness is great and contains all the possible creations we could imagine. One of those creations for each of you is this particular human being life in which you find yourself. This is a creation that you've decided from that higher level of your being consciousness, decided to participate in, to create, to generate or emit. In that same way, each of us has decided to create a persona as a sister of light. And I think I'd like to say that I see these sort of pink light feminine beings. No, they're sort of like white light feminine beings, but they're in an atmosphere of pink light, just radiant pink light. These beings, these personas, the sisters of light that we have created, we call them that because they express a certain more narrow range of frequencies associated often with the feminine aspects of the human in both male and female form. What humans call feminine, the love, the heart. They're the heart frequencies we are expressing right now. We are expressing the range of heart frequencies. And human beings associate those with feminine love. Love, kindness, compassion, joy, peace. We are the ones expressing compassion, kindness, support, love, peace. Abundance of love and kindness, abundance of all your emotional needs, everything that you need to feel safe, secure, and supported emotionally. And why are you with us today? What a good question. This day is the day that so many have been waiting for years and years and years. So many of you have had the experience of feeling that you needed to choose between the inner and the outer, between inner and outer prosperity, between developing and your being, knowing your being, knowing who you are and being who you are. Some of you called it the spirit. Some of you called it serving the spirit, living the spirit. And we call that the inner life. And on the other hand, the outer joys, the joy of having a home, of having a livelihood, of having a family, a partner, of having friends, of doing, experiencing, the joys, the fun you can have with material wealth, all those things felt very different, opposite in the duality that Earth has experienced. And in fact, you were not wrong. That was a choice for many, 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 many millennia. So often you have chosen and chosen and chosen, and the choice, although it felt fulfilling, also carried the energy of sacrifice. That's a lower frequency energy, and it pulled you down. It kept you tied into lower frequencies. It was hard not to know that there were other options, other joys that you were not experiencing. For many of you, the wait has been so long that you've almost given up. You almost believe this time would never come. There never really would be a new earth on which you could be your full, entire self, beloved, respected, recognized, rewarded, valued, paid, supported in every possible way. This day is that doorway. It is that opening. It is, and we are here. This time period, these days that we've been going through, the energy has been building to this point, and now the wave of energy is so strong. And we came with you to be with you. We came to be with you on this day to usher you into this new world, to accompany you, to celebrate who you are and what you have done and everything that you are expressing, that you have come to express, everything that you have come into life in human form to express on this earth. We now celebrate. I want to tell you now about the crown. The crowns that we wear. Oof, I can feel that in my head. You can see us wearing crowns of light. Yes, I can see that. To me, they look like crowns of flowers, but they're white light. We chose this image because the flower is associated with the feminine. And now we want to give one of these crowns to each one of you who is listening. We're handing it down to you. We're placing it on your head. Can you feel that? Can you imagine it? Can you see it with your inner eye? This is a crown of white light. And if flowers don't feel comfortable to you, imagine it as whatever you choose, diamonds or the fleur-de-lis or whatever, little human beings holding hands, whatever you choose. This is your crown of light. This is the crown of heaven, you could call it. And it serves a special purpose. Not everyone gets to wear it. You don't wear it just automatically. Is that true about the fleur-de-lis, or is that a different kind of crown? No, that could be. Every symbol has its particular meaning. The crown can be made of many symbols, and each one has a particular frequency and meaning, significance. But in the end, they all serve a certain purpose. And what is that purpose? They show that you've reached a certain level of frequencies. And they serve, in this case, our crowns, the crowns that we place on you now, serve as receptors, receivers for light frequencies that we are beaming to you. So now you all get to participate by wearing your crowns. Every crown of light does have its own purpose, and they attune to different frequencies. So you may later at some point, or you may have before, received one. These are crowns from the Sisterhood of Light, and their special purpose is to enable you to receive our energy frequencies, the ones that we're sending to you, beams of pink light, white light, golden light, high frequencies of love, support, gratitude, peace, joy. To receive those in an amplified form, to tune your field to receive more of those frequencies so that we can send you, and so you can receive all the full power of the light that we are beaming to you today. Okay, take a deep breath, everybody. Release it. And another one. These are powerful frequencies that we want to integrate into our bodies. So take one more deep breath in. And hold it and release it. And feel that energy flowing down through your body, all the way down into the liquid crystalline core of the earth, the multidimensional earth. The beings of light and love from above the earth. Are preparing you for something new that's about to happen. This is new, because when I made my first attempt, had my first conversation with these beings, they didn't tell me this. But then they knew I wasn't really recording, and I didn't. So there you go, because I have my eyes closed. My hands are moving in the field, in my energy field. As I receive. So, okay, beings of love and light above the earth, tell me, tell us all, what are you preparing us for? A life of joy and happiness, a life of expanded experience, beyond your expectations, of new and expanded anticipation, ability to anticipate. New and expanded experiences. The expanded expectations, you could say, but not in the negative sense of fixing on a particular thing, but opening you to anticipate to a new world, just opening you to this new world. This world is much bigger, has many more available frequencies. It's not just all in a higher dimensional, a higher range of frequencies, but there are more, there's more variety available. The higher levels are way easier to access. The higher frequencies, the higher dimensions, the frequencies beyond. It's a multidimensional space that is now able to, you are now able to access from Earth. This really is the time. This really is the new Earth. This really is true. Are we safe believing that? Because we've heard this so many times, frankly. Tell us, why is this different? Is it different? Is this true? Is it really now true? Everything you've heard before was an anticipation of the truth. It was true in that it was an accurate forecasting of what was to come. And each step forward felt like finally we're there and finally we're there. You see, and that's my experience and why I wanted to know. every journey reaches its conclusion. Every journey reaches its destination eventually. We're here to celebrate with you that all your desires are now able to be fulfilled. It is now possible to live the life you choose. You will find this true. As you define what it is you choose to create, it will come into being. And all the hard work, the heavy work, is behind you. It will no longer take you hours and hours and hours a day to generate enough money to live. It will no longer take all your effort to provide for your physical needs or desires. And a widely expanded array of options and opportunities will be available to you. You can really reach out, expand your energy field, and express much more fully the being, the person, the personality that you've chosen to create. And you can alter that personality. You can choose to express something different. Express in a more expanded way. Be prepared to release your old vision of who you were. Be prepared to receive new inspiration for what it is you really want to express or really would like to do in life as you, as your human self, as you live upon this earth, as you walk. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sisterhood of Light. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for coming twice. That was a true gift to me and to everyone, I hope, I expect, I know. This is Susan Ransberger speaking to you from my home in Mendoza, Argentina, feeling so grateful and so blessed to be able to commune and communicate with the beings from the stars and beyond. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.